Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast.
Welcome to the video game podcast for Entertainment Earth. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, with you as always to talk about video games. We do not sell video games. I just like to talk about them. And if you're listening to this, unless it's your first show, I assume you like to listen to it. It's possible this is your first show, and if it is, you're probably wondering why I'm still going on about this. I really don't know, but thanks for listening in, and I hope that this is a show that you enjoy. So, let's get started with this week's game news, as far as downloads and stuff go. First of all, Nintendo Wii, you can download Tales of Monkey Island, Chapter 3, Lair of the Leviathan, or Ghost Mansion Party. Either way. Also, the Super Nintendo game Zombies Ate My Neighbors was put up on the Virtual Console service. In Japan, Castlevania the Adventure Rebirth was released, which is really exciting if you're Japanese. If you're American, you're just angry, because it's a complete remake, barely showing any resemblance to the original Game Boy game except for, like, giant eyeballs. They took out all the rope climbing. They fixed up some of the jumps. It's a gorgeous-looking game. It still has the fireball you can whip at people, only it's a temporary thing, timed, so you can't have it if you're at full health all the time, which kind of sucks. It's based on Castlevania the Adventure and Castlevania 2 Belmont's Revenge, and it looks fantastic. I can't wait to get a hold of it as soon as it comes out in the USA. 1UP.com has video of the Japanese release, which has received very little promotion and fanfare. There is no word on the American release date yet, which is why I am depressed. A new Excitebike game is coming out to WiiWare called Excitebike World Rally. Oh, by the way, that Castlevania game is also a WiiWare game. It's $10 to download it. This Excitebike game is coming out to WiiWare soon, and it's a heck of a lot like the original NES game. It looks like they took the original game and just amped it up a bazillion times. It's great. It looks really exciting. It's multiplayer. I also want to play this. This is my future of gaming. It's look back 20 years and improve it. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Crystal Bearers is coming out, and it has pre-order bonuses all over the place, but Best Buy has a soundtrack CD, which is arguably the best of them. So heads up there. Nintendo DSi fans, this week you can download Sudoku, and Picture Book Games' The Royal Bluff. Space Invaders Extreme 2 was released. I got a hold of a review copy. It is very good so far. It is indeed compatible with the Japanese Taito Spinner controller, which came with Arkanoid a while back. It's great. I highly recommend you get one. Nintendo announced the DSi LL in Japan, or XL in the USA, or Europe. LL is Japan's size for big people. Well, not big clothing, anyway. XL is what we, of course, use in the US, or double or triple or whatever, but so that's the... It's the same name, basically, in every territory. The rumor broke this week in a Japanese newspaper. Nintendo denied it, and on Thursday, there were pictures. It's going to be more expensive than the DSi, about $200, and have a much larger screen. According to a report on a few game blogs, it's actually going to weigh more than the DS Fat. That's the original one. The Japanese market, it's slated to come out in three colors, wine red, dark brown, and natural white. Xbox 360 gamers, this week can download Inferno Pool and Rainbow Islands Towering Adventure. The cool thing about Rainbow Islands is it looks like you can actually play as your avatar instead of the little kid in the game by default, which is kind of unique, to say the least. Explosion Man released a title update with improved multiplayer, unlockable shirts for your avatar, and if I understand correctly, some sort of a meat giveaway. I think it's some sort of sponsor thing, so I'm not going to mention too much by name, but whatever. It's meat. The remaining Wallace and Gromit games will be released on Xbox Live Arcade on November 4th. They're pretty fantastic-looking games, although a little tricky, so it's arguably a very exciting day. PSP. The info here got out a little late, so let's see what we have here. Some games are on sale, but who really cares? Here we go. Here's what you can download on your PSP this week. Loco Roco Midnight Carnival, NBA 2K10, Darkstalkers Chronicles, The Chaos Tower. It's a Capcom fighting game. That could be good. Mega Man Maverick Hunter X. It's very good. Crystal Defenders. Pets, Dogs, Family. Pets, Hamsters, Bunch. Pets, Saddle Club. It could be more exciting. Let's see if there's any... PSP Minis, Zombie Tycoon, $7.99. Yummy Yummy Cooking Jam, $4.99. And I'm looking to see if there are any PS1 games to download. It does not appear that there are. So, if there are, I'll tell you later. Anyway, downloadable games on the PlayStation 3 this week include Inferno Pool and Hasbro Family Game Night, finally. It's also much, much, much cheaper than the Xbox version, because you can get Kinect 4, Battleship, Yahtzee, Boggle, Sorry, and Sorry Sliders all together for $40, and on the Xbox 360, they were $10 each. So if you haven't bought them yet, get the PlayStation 3 version. It's a better deal. They were okay, except the online multiplayer was pretty awful. Seriously awful is a better way to put it. Almost unplayable. Anyway, where was I? Video game stuff. That's really about it. You already heard about the Netflix streaming stuff for PlayStation 3, I think. That was a... PlayStation 3 owners can now, or rather in the next month, will be able to download something or other, and then you buy this... No, you get a free disc from Netflix, and you put it in your PlayStation 3, and you can stream movies live across the internet onto your PlayStation, which is kind of cool. And, yeah, should be great. Don't forget to order all your favorite video game toys in Entertainment Earth. We have lots of new additions, including... no, that's old. But we can still get the BioShock Big Daddy figure, lots of lightsabers, Final Fantasy statues. We received a big shipment of Ikki Tusen statues. So if you like scantily clad girls in various poses with clothing that can be removed, this is your lucky week. That's all for this week on the Entertainment Video Game Podcast. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth, or our blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com, and I will blog for your amusement. I hope you enjoy it. Hope you have a great weekend, and I will see you guys all next time. I gotta go fight some vampires.